I am sure that you only talk to me because you really do feel gay, queer, homosexual, you know? And you wouldn't be talking to me if you didn't feel that way. And if you don't feel that way, I'm going to make you feel that way. I'm going to take you by the hand and show you what really makes your dick hard. What really makes your dick hard is being a total fag. I know that you pretend around everyone else that you're straight. But that's pretendland. When we peel off the veneer of polite society, you are a filthy, sloppy, total faggot. You like it as sloppy and as filthy as you can get it. And then you zip the veneer back up and go on your way. So do you feel gay every day? All day? No. But every day, yes. Every day you spend a little time being gay. You unzip the facade. It hits the floor. Maybe you do too with your ass in the air, but the veneer goes away, and you turn into that groping, sloppy, filthy queer boy that you've always been. That you always feel more gay when you have a cock up your ass. That is a clear indication that you might be a fag. It is. We just have to be honest here. We have to put this on the table because if you're taking cock up your ass and you're not facing the fact that you're gay for it, well, we're going to have to get you straight. You are gay, and you are leading a double life. That's what you're doing. You know what? So do lots of people. Most people aren't trying to be sexy 24/7, 365 days a year. They're not wearing their sexuality out on their sleeve. Every once in a while, their horns come out, but that's it. That's heterosexuality. There's no reason why homosexuality shouldn't be the same. Are you feeling gay now? I bet you are. I bet the gayness is starting to ooze out of your pores. Just like you're starting to sweat a bit. Thinking about all those delicious knobs you could get into your mouth and what you would do with them as the filthy, sloppy, total faggot that you are. I think you can see where I'm going with this. You're going to love being a secret fag. You can feel gay every day. But you don't have to let everyone in your way know that you're gay. You see? It's an easy idea. Once you get it down, you'll never forget it. And as a person, you know that sooner or later, the veneer is going to unzip. The little gay beastie is going to come out. The sloppy, sinful, deliciously erotic bitch. And you will just simply have to go over and seduce that dick. You're going to do it. We both know you're going to do it. And we both know that you're going to love feeling gay. At least for as long as you're doing that. It's the rest of the time. It's when you take your gay parts out and you start to play with them. And then sometimes you start to feel bad. Well, no, you're just practicing for the real thing. That's okay. Everybody else does it. Why shouldn't you? You do it because you feel gay. You're starting to feel that way now, aren't you? The queer is coming out. It's like you start to get a homosexual fur, a fine fur across your skin. And it just propels you to the nearest dick, hard dick that you can get into your mouth. That's just what happens to you. You're kind of a, you're almost a werewolf, you know, but you're a werefag. the full moon comes out, the werefag howls. Woo! And that butt of yours starts to swish. I know you love it. You love being flaming. You love it when you get away with being flaming. It's just so much fun. It's so much fun to be homosexual. Come on now. It's gonna be fun for you too. Even though you are a flaming bottom bitch and you may spend the entire evening screaming your lungs out, you're gonna love it. You're just gonna love it. It's gonna be like a party for you. Like a personal horror show, but you're really getting fucked good. Oh, you are interested now, aren't you, my little faggot friend? You're so interested in those knobs. Those knobs are so interesting whenever they get hard. Isn't it amazing how a man's cock goes from being, well, basically a tube for him to urinate out of, to the most magnificent genitalia in the world? So firm and insistent. So demanding that something be done. And as a fag, you know what to do. It's called oral sex. And orally, you're quite sexy. Oral sex? Yes. That's your attitude. And of course, you'll tuck it in your ass whenever you get the chance. But you're just as fixated on putting them in your mouth as you are putting them in your ass. I bet. I bet you don't have a preference. And really, as a sloppy, filthy faggot bitch, you probably are willing to go back and forth and back and forth, ass to mouth to ass to mouth. Because after all, it is just two ends of the same inner tube. You just love being naughty, don't you? You love being gay. And when you feel gay, well, that's part of self-love.